In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
It's a Saturday morning. This is Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Unfortunately for the Braves, Chris, not a great start. They've dropped back-to-back ball games in Philadelphia, three in a row if you go back to that series finale against the Nationals here at Truist Park. Offense has been scuffling. Jake Odorizzi had another rough one last night in a 9-1 loss, and I think a rough one for Odorizzi is probably putting it a little bit nicer than most folks would classify that one last night, right?
Yeah. I read other words. I saw other things to describe it. It was not good. And it was almost, Kevin, you and I were joking before we started recording. If it had been 4-0, just like fast forward in the game. But of course, it got much worse than that. And the three in a row, the offense is a really big thing. Ronald Acuña not being in. The question last night, halfway through the game, will Ronald play tomorrow? I was like, yeah, who knows? Because I thought he was going to play last night, or at least DH last night. And that didn't happen. So offense has really hit a rough patch. Rhys Hoskins was the guy. It wasn't Bryce Harper. It was Rhys Hoskins and company last night. But Jake Odorizzi might end up paying the price, because I'm not sure if you see him 5 days from now.
That's an interesting question and an interesting debate, because Snit was asked about that after the game last night. And he basically said, you know, look, Anderson being hurt, Soroka being hurt, their options are limited. I still don't know why a Bryce Elder or a Kyle Muller wouldn't be a guy to get a spot start. But after the game, you know, there was a lot of talk about, would he start? Do you have options? And he said, not really. I would tend to disagree. I think that a lot of us would probably rather see Elder or Muller in that spot over Odorizzi right now, but it does sound like, at least if you read between the lines, he may get another start, which is rather surprising to say the least.
Yeah. And again, last night post game, I don't think you really want to throw anybody under the bus to make definitives, as in we're putting him on a plane. He's getting out of here. The thing that sort of becomes interesting for me is, we talked about this with Mike Soroka before he officially got shut down. If I'm not going to use the guy, if he's not going to be part of my playoffs, why am I going to pitch him now? Uh-huh. And I think I'm sort of at that place with Odorizzi. I said he's like, you know, it's like going to the craps table, and I don't know what I'm going to get. Am I going to get a good role? Am I going to get a terrible role? Is it going to end early? Do I need to walk away from the table? And I just feel like I'm not giving this guy a start in October. It doesn't feel like there's any reason to give him a start in October. And if that's the case, why am I giving him starts now? Because all this stuff does matter. These games are important. It doesn't feel like he's supposed to get another one.
Right. Well, and this is why anybody who wanted to try to argue that, well, I told you they're pushing Soroka back, or they're pushing Strider back so he can start one of those games against the Mets. No, this is why you didn't do that. You need to win now. You lose another game in the standings, you're 2.5 back. And I put the numbers out there last night. You're 2.5 back with 11 to play. With Acuña in the lineup, you're 76-34. Without, you're 17-24. The numbers speak for themselves. I know he hasn't been healthy. I know he's not having the Ronald Acuña type season you'd expect. But when he's in there, you win ball games, and just the threat of having him in there certainly helps you. So again, I think it goes back to when they, you know, folks were saying, well, you know, this is why you need to hold Strider back. I don't think you hold anything back. You need to win as many games as possible between now and then.
Well, because the assumption is I'm winning while I do that. And that's a terrible assumption. It's just a bad assumption.
Yeah.
The assumption is I'm going to hold him and look to be even more important when I pitch him the next time. I got to get to more important. And now when you lose the possibility of 4 in a row, because it does exist, hadn't happened, but it does exist. It happens this afternoon. You've got to try to avoid that. You've got to be better offensively. And, you know, my feelings about Ronald Acuña out there, we said it last night pregame, those winning percentage numbers are real. And whether he can get a pinch hit appearance, whether he can DH, whether I can throw him up there just for looks, something good might happen. Okay, I don't really reliant on Ronald Acuña. Hell, I won a World Series without him, literally without him last year. So I know it can be done. It just feels like, if this one's going to linger, and if this is the we need to give him 4 days off in a row to make sure he's right. It's what you have to do. But will the Mets series then count for as much as it's supposed to, as in trying to catch the Mets and then set yourself up for the last 3 days to be a division winner? It hasn't gone away. It just feels a little bit like it's slipping away. And a four-game losing streak, well, really, because the Mets playing in Oakland. I'm sorry. Here's what I feel better about saying. The Mets are going to beat Oakland more than I feel the Braves are going to beat Philadelphia today. They have more of a I hate win percentages. I hate any of that stuff. But if I'm just doing it on paper, who's got a better chance to win today? It's the Mets against the Oakland A's.
Yeah, and that's Jacob DeGrom, oh, by the way, on the mound for New York. It's also a 4 o'clock start, so these two teams will be playing at the same time later on this afternoon. But I'm with you. If I'm looking at just the two matchups, if I'm looking to push my chips to one side of the table, I feel a lot better about that Mets matchup than I do. The Oakland A's just, I mean, they have nothing right now.
Yeah.
They don't even have it in them to play the role of spoiler, I don't think, Chris.
Yeah, no, I don't. Look, Washington could end up being the team that plays a little bit of a spoiler more than the Oakland A's. Yeah. And they're just as bad, if not worse than Oakland. It just feels like maybe Washington's going to have a little bit more of a key in this than it feels like Oakland is right now. And bad time, you know, if you were going to tell me that the Mets had to go out to the West Coast or the Mets had to go play somebody from the West Coast, then boy, would I like it to be not Oakland. I'd rather it be San Francisco, Los Angeles. Hell, I'll even take the Angels at that point. So they're getting the right team to play out there on top of everything else. Yeah. You and I will be back later on this afternoon. There was a piece of interesting good slash. I read a couple of things about if Albert was going to get to 700, if it wasn't going to be in St. Louis, let it be in Los Angeles, the Dodgers version of Los Angeles. And lo and behold, it was. His career sort of got resurrected there last year. And lo and behold, he goes back. And I think the Dodger fans greatly appreciate what they were witness to last night.
It was an awesome moment. We were watching it in the studio. I was just coming back from break on the post-game show last night when he hit number 700. The timing could not have been any better.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm not saying that Dave Roberts told his pitchers throw a couple of cookies last night. But boy, it felt like they threw a couple of cookies last night, didn't it?
You look, the possibility exists. Yes. What are the Dodgers playing for?
Nothing.
What are the, you know, you'd almost say, could he hit 699 and then let's do it again on Saturday? That might have been, but two home run games, a two home run game from Albert Pujols. Do I believe Alex Cora had to say, we will not walk Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. I think Dave Roberts never made any point about how tough they were going to pitch Albert Pujols. and you know, I don't think there was any go get him, boys. This does not happen on our watch. I don't sense there was any of that at all. So really, really happy for Albert in a lot of ways. I'm happy. Look, again, if it wasn't going to be St. Louis, I kind of like the fact that it was that crowd. It was a big crowd. It was an appreciative crowd. I think he appreciates because, you know, when he got released from the Angels and everybody thought, oh, look at that. Somebody will feel sorry for Albert and bring him in. Well, he did enough with the Dodgers last year. And while St. Louis certainly felt like it was not going to go like this, he was supposed to end in St. Louis. I think without Los Angeles, I'm not sure this happens this year for him in St. Louis.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you saw this. He addressed the crowd at Dodger Stadium as they were giving out gifts to the farewell tour last night. Uh-huh. And he basically said as much that, you know, their energy at Dodger Stadium really rejuvenated him. I'm paraphrasing here, but basically said, you know, he still loved the game playing for them last year. Good. And it was a big reason why they got there. Couple of quick ones. And I'm sure you'll have all of this covered in Diamond Notes later on with us today on 680 Game Day. 18th 20 homer season, third most in baseball history, behind only Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds, joins Ted Williams as the only two players with 20 homers in their first and last seasons in Major League history. And how about the round number? You and I talked about this, what, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. 700 homers, 500 off of righties, 200 off of lefties. Just nice round numbers all around for Albert.
Yeah, when I read the 499, 199, I said, oh, this is going to be incredible. You go 500, 200, and then whatever you get on top of that is fine. But, yeah, he did it. And, you know, he's put himself, while he's in categories with other people, no doubt about it. You know, you just name some names. When you start to decipher and bring down where he'll really end up, it's incredible. He's a top five offensive player of all time. I mean, that's what it comes down. And by the way, think of this, Kevin. That's with some crappy, crappy years, crappy, relatively speaking, awful years for him.
Yeah.
But the bounce back, the pushback at the end really has put him into Walter Kett. And if there was ever a question about, oh, would he want to come back? I like the idea that he said emphatically a number of times in the last couple of weeks. I don't think he thinks this is fool's gold, but there's no reason to come back because this, you know, I don't know what St. Louis is going to do, how far they're going to go. That could really change the story in a lot of ways. But yeah, it's been really good, and I'm sure he appreciates the love that he got last night on top of everything else.
Also, to bring it back to a Braves connection, saw this morning from Bob Nightingale. Him and Hank Aaron are the only members of the 700 Homer Club to never hit 50 homers in a single season. That, again, speaks to the longevity. So happy for Albert. Great moment for baseball last night. And I also was reading this, and we'll wrap up with this one on Albert. Thought this was really interesting. Think about it. If he hadn't had the injuries, if he hadn't been with the COVID shortened season, he certainly could have surpassed Babe Ruth. Who knows? Without the injuries, he got a chance to go for the all-time home run record, if all was said, you know, if all went according to plan. But man, 700, fourth player ever. You just feel good for him. It was an awesome moment for baseball. And of course, it happened in Hollywood last night.
Yeah. The other part is he's got his World Series ring, which, you know, if you're going to ask guys when all is said and done, you know, go ask Ted Williams what it was like to be on the outside of that club. It stinks. So the idea that you get to be in the other part of that as well as world champion is a big deal as well. All right, Kevin and I will be back later on today. We want to thank Hooters for being a part of this. Don't forget, it's Saturday morning. That means college football is going to be played all day today. It's going to be played into the night. NFL football is going to come back tomorrow. So Hooters is going to give an opportunity to watch whatever it is you want. Braves baseball. Think of this. Braves baseball, Mets baseball, throw a third up there. It's football. You have yourself a day. You can do the same exact thing tomorrow. Do it at Hooters. Enjoy all of your football season and the postseason baseball that's coming up at Hooters across the country.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.